article. Madam Chair and members, starting on page 2 of the side-by-side prepared by staff, the first section is a Senate-only section. Article 2, Section 1 is a non-money item. It amends the child care statute to allow child care assistance for participants in the new family stabilization services.
I believe the recommendation would be that we adopt this language.
Madam Chair, I move we adopt Section 1 of the Senate language.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Senate-only section, Article 1, Section 1, discontinues the 3% transfer from basic sliding fee to the at-home infant care program. It's my understanding that that's been adopted. The tracking has shown that it's adopted by the conferees.
Can you just remind us again which section we're on?
It's a Senate-only Article 1, Section 1. 119B.035. It discontinues the 3% transfer from basic
yes.
sliding.
You can ask.
Madam Chair.
Representative Walker.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I remember what we've done a lot, and I'm just trying to make sure. I remember the Senate's position. I'm just trying to, on your old spreadsheet.
On the new one?
I'm just trying to make sure. Does it show up here? I don't remember.
Yes, this would be in relationship to the stay-at-home child care program. Everyone else?
Yes.
Following? Okay. Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
The next section is a house-only section related to limits the retroactivity for payments to 6 months from the date of application for child care assistance. There's two sections that actually relate to the six-month retroactivity, and it's my understanding that that has been adopted by the conference committee. The other section is house-only, Section 12, and house-only, Section 5.
So, Ms. White, could you just list those sections again in Article 1 on the House side that would be adopted?
House Section 5 and Section 12 both deal with the six-month retroactivity for child care assistance eligibility.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I would move we adopt Sections 5 and Sections 12 of the House language.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
The next sections that reflect the decisions in the spreadsheet are House Only, Sections 7 and 8. These deal with the the child care assistance parent fee schedule. It's my understanding that the conference committee has taken the House position in Section 7 and 8.
Madam Chair, I would move Section 7 and Section 8 of the House language.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
The next section is Section 10. It's my understanding that the conference committee did not approve an increase in subsidies for providers. However, they did approve the school readiness service agreements. So in Section 10, the small provision dealing with school readiness service agreements needs to be adopted by the conference committee so the providers will be able to be eligible for the payments. And then later when we adopt the school readiness agreements, I understand there's an amendment to that, but that's...
We are only doing part of this one. We're just having a little trouble figuring out where the language starts. So, Ms. White, could you just give us the line numbers?
Madam Chair.
Representative Walker.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just because I see some of our folks looking around, the decision was for us not to do the half day. And so... Council needs to figure out where that language split.
Right. The only part that we're taking is the part that adds the special needs.
Yes. School readiness.
School readiness, and I'll.
1532 to 34, I think.
Yes, Madam Chair, on page R18 of Article 1. House, lines 15.32 to 15.34, and I will also correct the cross-reference to the school readiness service agreement. New language.
Mm-hmm. Madam Chair, I would move that we adopt the House language on page R18, lines 15.32 to 15.34.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
The next section is House Section 13, Senate Article 1, Section 5, dealing with the absent day policy. It's my understanding that the conferees have adopted the House effective date.
We've adopted all of this except the effective date.
Yes. Yes. The language has been adopted.
So, Madam Chair, in Section 13 of the House language, I move that we adopt the effective date.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
The next section is House only, Section 14, Child Care Service Grants. It adds to the existing grant program provisions to allow grants for supporting effective teacher-child interactions, child-focused teaching, and content-driven classroom instruction. It's my understanding that there was $1 million per year for the child care services grants.
Madam Chair, I move that we adopt Section 14.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Then moving on to page 7 of the staff side by side, a house only provision, section 26, dealing with the grant program for crisis nurseries.
Madam Chair, I move we adopt Section 26 of the House language on page 7.
Any discussion?
Madam Chair. Madam Chair, does this...
Pretner Solon?
Does this assume that we adopted the funding for this?
We did.
We did.
We did. We adopted some funding for it.
Okay.
It's possible.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
The next section is on page 9 of the staff side by side. Article 2, Section 7, related to the MFIP vehicle property limitation. And I think what the conference committee has decided is to allow the vehicle loan cap for one vehicle, but cap the second vehicle at $7,500.
Which is the current law, yes. So
we would adopt Article 2, Section 7. That's what's in the Senate.
Madam Chair, I would move that on page 9, we adopt Article 2, Section 7 of the Senate language.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
The next section is on page 10, house-only provision entitled Time Limit. Clarifies the months during which any cash assistance is received by an assistance unit with a mandatory member who is disqualified for wrongfully obtaining assistance count toward the time limit for a disqualified member.
Okay, Madam Chair, I would move that we adopt on page 10, section 35 of the House language.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Madam Chair, it's my understanding that the next two sections related to MFIP hard-to-employ participants and employed participants was not funded.
That's correct.
The next section is House Only, Section 38, Restrictions on Sanctions, and also a related Section 41, Employment Plans. These provide two exceptions for individuals related to sanctions, and one of those exceptions does not cost any money. And it prohibits the MFIP participant from being sanctioned for failure to meet employment plan hourly requirements because the participant is not eligible for holiday pay and the place of employment is closed on the holiday. So what staff would recommend is that the conference committee adopt Section 38, Clause 1, and Section 41, Paragraph G.
Madam Chair, I would move that we adopt subdivision 1 of Section 38 on page 10 of the comparison. That's the House language.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
And, Madam Chair, I would move in Section 41 that we adopt Paragraph G.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Then, Madam Chair, the next section is on page 16. Senate-only section related to the work participation bonus for participants who are exiting the diversionary work program or terminating MFIP due to earnings. It's my understanding that the bonus is at $100.
That is correct, and that was the position the Senate brought into the conference committee.
Madam Chair, I'd move on page 16 that we adopt Article 2, Section 17 of the Senate language.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion is adopted. Members, the Senate has to excuse ourselves for just a moment to do a roll call vote. We'll be right back.